I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. The Wrestler stars Mickey Rourke as a bulked-up ruin named Randy the Ram Robinson. It's something of a miracle that Randy is still alive after decades of giving and taking terrible punishment. It's something of another miracle, then, that the director, Darren Aronofsky, and the writer, Robert D. Siegel, have turned the story of this washed-up faux gladiator into a film of authentic beauty and commanding consequence. Pro wrestling matches are staged, as everyone knows. They're elaborate torture rituals. But much of the torture is real, as the wrestler demonstrates graphically. It's consensual torture with sadomasochistic tools like barbed wire, broken glass, forks, and staple guns. You may want to look away from the screen from time to time, but don't look away for too long, because Mickey Rourke, who's had massive career problems of his own, is suddenly back in full force with a phenomenal performance that takes pain as a starting point and quickly transcends it. For a while, the film shapes up as a fairy tale variation on the theme of Rocky. Marisa Tomei gives a wonderfully nuanced and affecting performance as a stripper who's almost at the end of her own string. Evan Rachel Wood as Stephanie, the estranged daughter Randy reaches out to, as intimations of mortality grow ever louder in his battered head. As fairy tales go, though, this is a tough-minded one. Pain has become a part of Randy's tortured psyche, an addictive drug that he treats with other drugs. The ultimate subject of The Wrestler is personal destiny and whether it can be changed. Until today, the subject of 7 pounds has been kept strictly under wraps. A huge marketing push signaled only the imminent arrival of a Will Smith movie starring Will Smith, with Will Smith in the main role. Now we know why. And now we know why the star has been looking so mournful in all those billboards and trailers. His latest film is about nothing less than life and death, sin and atonement. And I must say it takes the soggy cake for multiple layers of sentimentality topped by indigestible grandiosity. Moviegoers with more generous spirits than mine may well be stirred by the quasi-religious quotient of 7 pounds, which was directed by Gabriele Muccino from a screenplay by Grant Neport. But Will Smith keeps himself so shamelessly at the center of things, and the camera dwells so worshipfully on his anguished face that he seems to be anointing himself as the sacred embodiment of his own sermon. The movie begins with his character, Ben Thomas, in extreme anguish. "There's been a suicide," he tells a 911 operator. When she asks who's the victim, he replies, "I am." This scrambled sequence of tenses can be explained, but not by me. All I can tell you is that Ben is a man with a fateful mission, that the mission requires him to make solemn judgments on the goodness quotient of 7 men and women, that Rosario Dawson plays a woman of unquestionable goodness, and that Ben turns the lethal venom of a box jellyfish into an instrument of expiation. He keeps the jellyfish in a big tank filled with ordinary tap water, which would ordinarily kill the little bugger in no time flat. But a man who makes a movie about life and death gets to make all the rules. I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.